Hello and welcome to my dental hygiene school experience. My name is Dax Ska, and each episode I'm going to share my own experience of dental hygiene school. The highs, the lows, the funny, and the real. Thank you for joining me on my journey, and here's another episode right now. What's up, dental nerds? I'm Dax Ska, and I'm here to tell you about week 11. I'm excited on the show today because I have a special guest, one of my classmates, but before we get into that, I want to tell you about my week. So first of all, traffic, it's been pretty good in the morning lately. I'm guessing there are many people on vacation, kind of jealous, not going to lie. I'm sure once school starts though, the amount of traffic will go up quite a bit, but until then, I'm just going to enjoy the traffic. And then also related is the parking situation. It's been pretty good. I've actually gotten a spot and I haven't needed to park on the street. I'm guessing there's probably one of the other programs that are on break. I found out that not all the programs are on the same schedule, so that's why I'm there and they're not. Anyway, I mentioned last week that I was having a microbiology exam. So for that, that was on Wednesday. I had to leave extra early since the exam was at 8 a.m., just like last time. I left earlier than I did the time before when I had to take my microbiology exam, because last time I got there with 15 minutes and I didn't really have a chance to get acclimated. But when I got there this time, before I got there, I always like to stop at a coffee shop and get a matcha green tea latte when I have an exam. And I feel like it gives me a little bit of a boost for my brain, and I feel like I do a little better on the test. So I did that, and then I was able to arrive at school about a half hour before the exam started. My plan was to study a little bit before the exam started, but when I got there, my brain was not awake at all, and I knew that if I did study, my brain wouldn't take in any new information. So I just tried to wake up, I drank my matcha, and people started arriving, and when we started the exam, I just went for it. So like the last exam, I was able to find out my score right away since our exam was on the computer. As expected, I didn't pass the exam, and it sounds like only 3 people out of our whole class actually passed, so I'm not too worried about it. There's still assignments that will bring up my grade, and we do have a presentation coming up. Now, before I thought this was going to be a research paper that we had to write, but I found out this week that it's actually just a presentation. So, video presentation where it's like a PowerPoint slideshow and I just provide the audio. I'm not even on camera. So I feel like it's kind of like doing a podcast. And I have a little bit of experience in podcasting, and I think my skills will transfer. And just knowing that it's not a paper and it's a presentation, that's a huge relief for me. In anatomy and physiology, we are learning about the respiratory system and the digestive system, and along with the digestive system, nutrition, because those are pretty closely tied together. I'm fascinated by these topics, so right now I'm just loving class. Also, our instructor is quite knowledgeable in nutrition. And so my classmates and I are asking her different questions and finding out, like, is this actually good for you? Or is this diet good for you? And there's many things that use buzzwords that make you feel like you're getting healthier, when really there's very little actual evidence to show that the diet is effective or the product is effective. A lot of fad diets have very little... Wow, I cannot talk today. A lot of fad diets have very little evidence to be considered legitimate. So I think the best thing about it is just eat healthy food, and exercise. That's basically all you can ask for. And drink your water. Water is very important. So anyway, that's all I'm going to share about this week, because I just want to get in the interview. I'm excited for it. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll jump right into the interview. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Kat to our podcast. Welcome, Kat.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. Just prepping for our exam tomorrow. Another exam. They never
Right
stop.
there with you.
All right. So, why don't you tell the listeners how we know each other?
We are in the same dental hygiene program. I actually sit right in front in class.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. So, we're pretty close, at least proximity wise.
Right.
Yeah, so I was just wanting I wanted you to tell people about your journey to get to dental hygiene because you actually have quite an interesting history. So talk about that a little bit.
Pretty much from, I don't know how old, I've always known I've wanted to be in some sort of like field where I was helping people. And, we automatically usually think of like medical. And I have a
Right.
lot of like nurses in my family and everything. But I personally found my interest in dental, which is kind of a first time thing for my family. So I started out my journey, going to, I actually wanted to be a dentist at first. 'Cause, we think dental automatically assume like just the doctor, a lot of people
Right.
don't really know about all the other roles that happen in the dental office. And so, me as like a high schooler, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go to dental school. And that means like, what does that look like for, like the next 8 years of my life, give or take. So, I started out with just kind of taking prerequisites and like undergrad, I majored in biology. Because it's not an easy major, but it's like the
Right.
one that gets all the dental prereqs out of the way, sort of thing. And so it's like, okay, yeah, let me knock these out. So I did that, and then I graduated with my bachelor's in biology in 2019. And I told myself like, okay, like I'm gonna kind of take kind of a gap year just to kind of like unwind from school and everything. I graduated high school in 2013, so it took me a little bit longer. So, I've been going to school for all this long, and I just need like a little bit of a break. And so, everybody knows what happened in 2019. We ran into a
Right.
lovely pandemic, so
Just a little
it's like,
pandemic.
oh, okay, well, yeah. So that kind of put a halt in my plans and everything. And I was just like, well, a lot of dental offices were closing because of like the shortage of PPE, everything, and they were kind of only open for emergencies. And so it's like, okay, well, I don't really know. Like, nobody really knows what's going to go on with this pandemic kind of thing. So it's like, is this still what I want to do? Is this going to be beneficial to me? But as
Right.
things started opening up more, I decided like, okay, well, maybe I should make sure that I still want to be in this field. So I applied for my dental assisting license. And thankfully, I was able to get a job. I started in G July of 2020 in my first dental office,
Oh, wow.
as an assistant.
That's an interesting time to start being a dental assistant.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Like, my whole world of dental assisting is like, COVID and like post-COVID. It's like, I don't know
Yeah.
what pre-COVID dental assisting is like. It's like, oh, like this wasn't the normal for you guys. And it's a little bit weird to think about sometimes.
Right. Well, I can
Yeah.
tell you from my experience, with the dental office that I worked in, like before COVID, we were actually really good with our PPE and like wiping things down and stuff like
That's
that.
really
Like,
good. Yeah.
so when people were in the dental chair, they're like, oh, so what do you have to do different? I'm like, honestly, really not that much. Like, I had to wear an N95. We just had to be like extra cautious and then wear a mask all the time. So really, there's only a few things we had to add to it. Now, from what I hear about other dental offices, I don't know if it was necessarily the same. They may have had to do more to meet the standards, but
Yeah,
it's
my
interesting how it
office, what
varies.
they were telling me prior to COVID, like you said, we're generally pretty good about making sure things are properly sterilized and wiped down and everything. A
Yeah.
couple of the things that my boss added to the office, normally they would wear like regular lab coats, and then they added kind of like the longer gowns to wear,
Yep.
and then like wearing like the larger face shields. And she even like bought like extra oral suctions to get like the more aerosols out of the air and
Yep.
everything. So I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah. Interesting times, isn't
Yeah. What a world we live in.
it?
But yeah, so I worked in that office, and then it's a pretty small office, small private office. Two doctors, but they never worked on the same days, and so it was just like one doctor, and then me and another assistant, and then like two front office people. So like super small, like close-knit group of people. But I loved it and everything. Like I regret nothing about the experience. Like my
Oh,
boss
that's
was
good.
great, great people to work with. But a few months in, I was like, okay, I want to kind of expand my like world of dentistry or whatever. Just kind of like, I knew what a hygienist was, but it was just like, well, what do I really do? And it's like, I don't really like, I didn't work with one, so it's like, what do I see? How does an office that has a hygienist operate differently than one that doesn't? And so I started
Yeah.
applying to other offices, and then I got an offer from a second office. I didn't even bother to like ask, like, hey, do you guys have a hygienist? Because it's kind of weird to like, I don't know. It's like, yeah, that's what I wanted. But then it's just like, I'll just like kind of take whatever I can get.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. But the second office that I worked part time in, they actually also didn't have a hygienist, but they
Oh
had
no.
EFTAs. And that was
Oh nice.
I never knew what EFTAs were prior to working there, expanded function dental auxiliaries. So
Yeah.
I thought that it was cool that there was additional like education and things that assistants could take. In order to do things such as like placing and carving fillings.
Yeah, that was
Yeah.
actually what I was originally going for before hygiene was an EFTA, but it's very niche. And the company that I worked for, there's probably about, I can't remember if there was like two or three people that were EFTAs, and they weren't really doing it that much. And I was like, if I want to go to school and put all this effort in, I want to actually do what I wanted to do. So,
Yeah.
yeah, someone's like, why don't you just become a hygienist? And I was like, oh my gosh, why don't I do that?
Right, like that's a great idea.
So yeah, you're working in the dental office and then
Yeah, so I've been kind of like going back and forth between the two offices, just kind of like learning. Obviously, different offices are going to have different working styles and everything, and every doctor is going to be a little bit different. So I think it was really interesting for me to just kind of get a broader I guess like vision to see how different offices work and everything. And then so my office that I work in part-time, I enjoy the office, and I enjoy my bosses and everything. But there were a little bit of, I guess, rule bending that I didn't like know.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
yeah, that wasn't like kind of one of those things where it's like, oh, like that's actually not allowed. You like dental assistants can't do that, and it's like, oh, okay, well, and it's like I'm like kind of just like going along with the flow. I'm this like newbie dental assistant, just like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So I'm like, so it's interesting to see like, oh, like what doctors, like who's like kind of sticklers to like the, hey, this is what you need to do, this is what you can't do, and then others that are kind of like bending, like, oh, well, we can kind of pull some strings here and there.
Yeah, just keep it down low.
Pretty much. Yeah, I will say though that working between the two offices, like, okay, like now I actually want to get into like hygiene. In my full-time office, we had a periodontist that comes in once or twice a month and everything, and for the
Oh,
most part she
cool.
would do like implants, extraction and gum surgery, things like that. But what really fascinated me was like her thoroughness of just her SRPs and everything, and just like the satisfaction of, I don't know, like what it is, and maybe that's what all hygienists feel. Just there's something just really satisfying
You know,
about
I hear that a
completing
lot.
an SRP.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. So I think it takes a certain kind of person that's like, detail oriented and like they want to get every last speck, you know?
Pretty much, yeah, a little bit of perfectionists in all
Yeah.
of us. Yeah. But assisting on those procedures is definitely, I would say, where I found my calling in hygiene. It's like, hey, I can be doing this. And so in our area and everything, I was kind of like looking like, okay, like where can I go to school? Where can I apply, sort of thing. And like I said, since I like went through like my undergrad degree and everything, I did have a good amount of classes that would like kind of transfer over as dental hygiene prerequisites as well.
Oh,
I
awesome.
was like, okay. But it's also some of the classes, it's like I've been out of school for a few years and it's like, oh, they're kind of old. And so it's like, oh,
Yeah.
do I really remember this stuff? Or, you know, or like, oh, like even the programs are like, oh yeah, you took that class, like it's been a really long time. You would have to retake it, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then I found our program and I was like, okay. I think it's one thing I do appreciate about our program is having our prerequisites built in to it,
Yes, that makes a
which I
huge
know
difference.
can be like really, you know, school and just like being an adult in life, it can be really stressful and everything. And just having the option to go through your prereqs while you're like learning about your career field too, I think that's really beneficial to a lot of people.
I think so too. I feel like for me, because I didn't have any prereqs before, it kept me motivated. Whereas if I had to focus on the prereqs first, I would really have to motivate myself to continue on with not having any dental involvement at that point. So
Yeah,
this is a
I
better fit for me,
definitely
I
agree with
think.
that.
Cool. So, and then did you get in on your first try?
I did, thankfully. And I know that's kind of like a rarity in the dental world or the dental hygiene world, excuse me. So I'm very grateful for that. It's a very nerve-wracking process that it's like, I don't know, I was nervous through and through, and it was just like, oh my gosh, what if I don't get into hygiene school? What if I'm not good enough? And like everybody, like my whole support system around me is like, hey, you need to calm down. Like you're great, you're amazing. And even if you don't, like, you know, keep trying, it's gonna be okay, sort of thing. But yes, I did get in on my first try and I've been loving it ever
That's
since.
awesome. Yeah, I
Yeah.
got in on my first try too, but I knew it's not very common to get in on your first try. So I had to tell myself, okay, don't get heartbroken if you don't get in. But in my mind, I knew
Yeah.
if I didn't get in, I probably would be heartbroken.
Yeah.
So thank goodness
My
I got in.
one of my offices actually frequently gets like externs from our school's dental assisting program. And
Oh,
so
cool.
recently one of the girls that was going through the program, she's like, oh, you know, I'm interested in hygiene. And so she was asking me kind of some like advice about like what she should do to prepare for it and everything, and just like kind of asked about the general process for our school specifically, since I know it is a bit different
Right.
with our like placement tests and everything. And like she was like going through her practice placement test, and she's like, oh, you know, this was my score, is this good or bad, like what do I do? And I'm just like, hey, just take a deep breath, you know, like we've all been there, and it's just like, you know, here's some tips to help you improve your score. Don't feel bad on yourself, you know,
Yeah.
don't get so hard on yourself. It's a very competitive program.
Yeah, for sure. So we've been in the program now 11 weeks. So that's a
Yes.
fair bit in. But I mean, what have you enjoyed so far about the program?
Honestly, I've never been the kind of person that like constantly like interacts with like my classmates and everything. And I think just the way that the program is structured, being around like I guess a cohort experience is different to me. So being around the same like, you know, 19 other people and just constantly building our bonds together, that's probably been like my favorite takeaway from the program thus far, outside of like the actual learning and everything. Because I do see us as a very like close-knit group, despite how like little we've or short time we've known each other. And I definitely see us taking our like relationships past, you know, our 2 year mark when we're all done with school and everything.
I know. I feel like on this podcast, I need to brag about my class so much because we have an amazing group of people. Like even the cohorts before us, it sounds like it's not quite the same dynamic. So I don't know what it is about our class, but let's keep that going.
Yeah, and it's like sometimes I'll like get down on myself and it's like, man, I wish I would have done this like 5 years ago kind of thing. Like it's like I wish I would have known, but it's like then I wouldn't have been with this amazing group of people. And so it's just like there's a reason why we're all here when we're here.
Exactly. I kind of
Yeah.
have the same mentality, like, oh, I wish I would have done this 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And honestly, like in that place in my life, it would not have been a good fit for me.
Honestly, yeah. And it's like I feel like if I would have tried it, like maybe if not even straight out of high school, like, you know, a few years, I probably, you know, it probably would have taken me a couple of rounds back then.
Yeah. So anyway, yay for our class.
Yes.
So, is there anything about the program that you don't like so much?
I will say that there have been a bit of communication issues, and I feel like they're trying to be resolved. It's just like, I guess in the beginning, things are still kind of just trying to be like ironed out. And so it's like, oh, it's like we think that something's set in stone. And it's like, oh, this is going to change. And I'm the type of person that's like, I need to know when this is happening, like this and there. Like I have my whole like planner and everything. And it's like, and I write in pen. So it's like, all right, I need this to actually be on this date, you know?
Yeah. Well, I do have to say though, like, the communications that we have had with instructors or whoever, I feel like there's been a positive response from it and there's been change because of it. So I think, going forward, at least for me, speaking up is the most important thing. And I know, like, amongst us classmates, like, we're okay talking to each other, but when it comes to talking to staff or whoever, it's a little intimidating at times because I think part of it is we're just so new that we're still trying to figure things out. Like, it's been 11 weeks, but we're still like 11 weeks young.
They've definitely been very receptive to our like constructive criticisms and just like things that we, you know, voice that we need from our program. So I do appreciate that about
Yeah.
it.
Well, and I think part of it too is like whenever we do bring something up, we try to be very respectful and not so much finger pointing, but we explain our experience and how we're feeling. And some people have even offered, hey, this may actually be very helpful. And the teachers have been very appreciative of that.
I think, you know, there's always room for improvement. And so it's like if they can take what we're saying, you know, and apply it to future cohorts as well, you know, we always want to improve and make programs better and everything. So I think they really take it to heart
Yeah.
when we bring up things like that.
Well, and I know with one of our classes too, like no one said anything for a long time. And when you think about it, really, like, why would the instructor do anything different if we're not telling her anything needs to change? So,
Because in their eyes, it's like, you know, everything's just, you know, fine and grand. So let's
yeah.
just, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it, sort of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it anytime we've talked to any instructor, it's always turned out to be a positive experience, despite getting that point was not so pleasant.
Whatever the conversation had to be about, whatever it was.
Yeah. So anyone who's listening, if you are struggling with a class and you feel like maybe other people are struggling too, have an open, honest conversation, a respectful conversation with your instructors. Because if they're how did I phrase this? Well, I guess if they want to be a good instructor, they're open to change. And because I don't think there's any instructors out there that are wanting to be bad instructors. They just, like life happens sometimes or whatever. You don't know what's going on in their lives, but sometimes it just helps to get a little feedback and maybe some fine tuning on their end. And sometimes it's on the student end too. Like sometimes you need to adjust your study habits or maybe learn to ask questions in a better format that gets you a better answer. So,
Yeah, I
yeah.
agree with that. And like I said, like, but my first couple go arounds of school, I was never one to be very like interactive like with my classmates, and that has definitely helped me a lot in this program. But also knowing that if you have some sort of question or frustration, the chances are there's going to be at least one other person around you that feels the same way.
Yeah, for sure. Cool. So, I mean, we still have a lot of the program ahead of us, but is there anything you're looking forward to?
Looking forward to the stab lab.
Do you know what? I kind of am too. Like, like I said, like I did dental assisting 10 years ago, and I was glad I didn't have to do anything with anesthetic, but so yeah, those who are listening who are not in hygiene school yet, stab lab is when you are practicing anesthetic on your
On your
classmates.
fellow classmates.
So you have to make sure you're on really good terms and with your classmate, whoever you're partnered up with. But
Yeah.
how else do you learn unless you practice on each other? So, 10 years ago, I was glad I didn't have to do that. But now, I think because I've matured a lot and I'm ready to upgrade my dental career, that it's actually something I've looked forward to. And I've seen a lot of like hygienists and dentists numb patients, so I have somewhat of an idea of what we're walking into.
Yeah, and like learning the proper anatomy and everything and why we're like, shooting where we are. It's like, okay, that makes sense for, while we're working on this particular area of the mouth. I'm like, okay, I get that now. Like being able to put together like the knowledge that you've already had and the things that you've seen to and then apply it. Well, this is why we're doing it, sort of. I think that's pretty great.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I like that like our particular state, I know dental hygiene, like hygienists, their scope of practice varies throughout, the United States and like, other hygiene programs, like in different states where anesthetic, like hygienists can't administer anesthetic, it's not part of their
Yeah.
program. But I'm glad that we're in a state where there's such a like wide scope of practice for hygienists that allow us to do that.
Yeah, it makes if you ever choose to move to another state, then you have the option to move to more states than if you were not, if
Exactly.
you hadn't learned that, or you'd have to take an
Yeah.
extra class or something. So it puts us in a much better position.
Definitely.
So, do you have any advice for anyone who's considering dental hygiene?
Honestly, just do your research. Make sure that it's what you want to do. Hygiene school, it's not easy. It's not easy to get into, and you just want to make sure that it's what you want to do, kind of thing.
Yeah. I know there's some days where I think I'm telling you this, but I'm like this feeling that I have right now because we're late in our semester and we have a few exams now and then finals are really not that far off. So
Yeah.
if this feeling that I have right now, if I knew that when I started or before I started dental hygiene, I would have been like, oh no, I'm not doing that. But
Yeah.
here's the thing, I don't regret being in the program.
At all, no.
I still look forward to learning more, and you just have to understand like there's ups and downs, but you just got to push through it, rely on your classmates for support, because I keep bragging about our class, but we have a really good class, and I just hope that like through this podcast, if I encourage people to be friends with their classmates and just create this positive atmosphere for everyone that's
Yeah, it definitely goes a long way,
yeah.
and it's gonna make, the difference between dreading hygiene school and like actually enjoying learning and
Right.
being there.
Yeah, because I can't imagine like with all the stress that we're under, if you added drama on top of that, where it's
Yeah.
like, I don't need that.
At all.
Awesome. So, is there somewhere people can follow you on Instagram or anything like that,
Yeah,
or
I
in?
do have an Instagram. I haven't added any dental stuff in it yet, but I do plan on, kind of updating my friends and family, like, hey guys, I'm in hygiene school,
Cool.
I do have an Instagram. It's K Tyler, KayyTyler.
All right. No numbers or anything?
Nope.
You're the first KY Taylor.
Surprisingly, yeah.
Nice. I know there I've been when I had to search for mine, I had to like type in several different variations just to try and figure out because I don't like having a bunch of numbers at the end of
Yeah, same.
my
I know. It's like
username.
my handle for pretty much everything. And then,
Oh,
like, I made
nice.
a TikTok and then it was like taken. And I was like, oh, so like,
You're like,
I think I
how
have a
dare
three on my
you?
TikTok. Yeah.
It's like you want to message that person and be like, no, you can't do
Right. How
that.
much can I pay you to change your handle?
Right. Awesome. So I'll put that in the show notes. And I want to thank you for being on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been great.
Awesome. Well, I'll see you tomorrow for our, let's see, that's dental
Dental
anatomy
anatomy,
exam.
yes.
Gosh.
Get some studying in
Oh,
today.
yeah. That's pretty much going to be my entire day.
Right, same here.
Awesome. Well, and maybe we'll talk to you in the future. Who knows?
All right. I appreciate it. Take care.
You too. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to today's episode. It truly means a lot. I look forward to sharing more experiences with you on the next episode. Until then, I am Dax Scott, and you dental nerds, keep it real.